Lots of people are still talking about the election results and analyzing different factors that affected the outcome. But everyone seems to agree that white working class voters played a key part in Donald Trump's victory, in some cases by voters switching parties, switching their votes, and in some cases turning out when they had been non-voters before. With those latest results, Democratic Party leaders in McLean County are taking a hard look at what the party locally needs to do to gain political strength. Joining us now on Sound Ideas is Mike Matika, who is a Democratic Party precinct committee member and also the legislative director at the Great Plains Laborers District Council. Mike, we know Donald Trump narrowly won McLean County as a whole, 45% to Clinton's 44%. And of course, that's because of how well he did in rural McLean County outside of Bloomington Normal. You've taken a deep dive into the local election results. What else have you learned by looking at the data?
One of the fascinating things, and it's not just true for this election, maybe fascinating is not the right word because to me it's kind of sad, lower income people have a much lower voter turnout. And lower income people are often the people most impacted by government policy. But if we look at the east side of Bloomington, at some of our more prosperous neighborhoods, the voting percentage is 75 to 80, sometimes in excess of 80% of all registered voters in the precinct. If we go to our lowest income precincts in Bloomington, sometimes the voting total barely cracks 55%. So that means that people who are often the most hurt are the most helped by government are not turning out. And this is not a new problem with this election. This is something that goes on every time. How do you mobilize and involve people for whom maybe daily life is a real struggle to say, hey, you got to come out and vote today? Door-to-door efforts are made. People are visited. Phone calls are made. Various interest groups are out there talking to people. But it's always very perplexing to me and looking for a way, how do we get those folks out? Because if they had voted in the same percentage as the East Side precincts had voted, Hillary Clinton probably would have won McLean County. The margin there was 800 votes. And 800 votes were there in one or two precincts that could have made up that difference if people had turned out.
You're going to be holding what you're calling a reorganization meeting tonight. You do have a lot of people who are energized by the election results, and I'm sure you're going to try to focus that energy in a positive direction. Would that include strategizing how to get those low-income voters out to the polls?
Illinois has some of the best voter registration laws in the country. So I don't think the issue is always getting people registered to vote, because you can register to vote the day you go in to vote. And that's very rare in many other states. It's getting people into that polling place. And I think a couple things is, number one, more education. What does voting do and what are the consequences of who's elected? And I think, you know, we've got an active Facebook page, we've got an elective website. So many people live in a text world now. And that's a lot more difficult in terms of how do you get the phone numbers to text people to say, hey, don't forget to vote today, don't forget to come out. And then, again, even going door to door on election day, hey, do you want to ride? We'll take you to the polls. Doesn't always seem to work. And, you know, that's an issue, I think, sometimes of how do we connect the issue to people's day-to-day living. And that's a challenge. And, of course, when programs are lost, are people's opportunities to participate in things go away, you know, it just seems like one more thing that's piling up on them that isn't necessarily not necessarily connected to elections and election results.
We also know that you have been encouraging people to take an online survey. Is there anything you can tell us about those survey results? And was part of doing the survey just to raise awareness about the way people can get involved?
Yeah, it certainly is. And our students did an incredible job getting students out to vote for a presidential election at both Wesleyan and ISU. But how do we get students out 2 years from now in a midterm election, which, again, students tend to get really excited about the presidential but don't always see the connection to the state and local issues. So there's a challenge there. I think there is a challenge with the millennial voter, you know, that younger person who may or may not feel engaged in the political process. And I think as a party, we need to always self-examine and say, okay, how do we make sure everybody feels welcome, that people are invited into the room, that people are given space to try new things, that others may not have thought of before, and that people feel empowered to, in a sense, hey, if this really impacts you and you really feel serious about this, here's some things we're doing now, but here's maybe some ideas you've got that we can run with to maybe have a more effective local structure and get more people involved. We've had over 200 responses, which is pretty good for a local e-survey going out in less than 10 days. The thing that shows up there, which is a perennial question, is I'm tired of just seeing all R's on the ballot. I want a D to vote for. And yes, please, we want to work on that issue. I don't think people always realize how difficult it is to talk people into running for office. It's easy to say, well, somebody should challenge Dan Brady. Somebody should challenge Bill Brady. Somebody should challenge the county clerk or the county sheriff or any of the local elected officials. Who wants to step up and do that? Because doing that almost becomes, if you're serious, has to be almost a full-time commitment. And if people have families, have their own lives, it's very hard to say, I'm going to go out there and work really hard on this issue. I'm going to go knock on those doors. I'm going to put myself out there. And that means I'm going to have to make some sacrifice. And that doesn't mean we don't want to find a way to recruit people. Every election, it's not like efforts are not made to recruit. Hopefully, by widening the pool of people that are involved, we can have more people identifying friends and supporters that they'd be comfortable talking to that maybe some of us who have been involved for a long time don't know about or haven't reached out to. So the more people we have asking that question, but then also willing to do the follow-up to find candidates, hopefully we'll change the complexion of McLean County.
We're talking with Mike Matika, who is a local precinct committee member for the Democratic Party and also a union leader. So how do you currently recruit people to run for office? And do you need a better strategy beyond just engaging more people generally?
Yeah. What we often do now is we will go through the list of voters and particularly look at people that are recurring Democratic voters. And one of the things of election law is to be on the ballot for a party, you have to vote with that party. So, you know, and a lot of people in McLean County, well, I might be a Democrat at heart, but I really was concerned about this race or that race, so I took an R, which then makes it difficult legally sometimes to put that person on the ballot. So there's a challenge there. Now, in Illinois, every primary, you change your party if you wish to, you know, depending on the ballot that you pull. But sometimes that limits the pool, and I think there are oftentimes many of those, I'll call them soft R's, that are locally motivated but not necessarily truly Republican in their beliefs, and maybe trying to recruit more of those folks to run. And again, looking through a wider pool of people, what we really need, I think, are some younger faces who are willing to step up there. And it's a risk, it's a challenge. I think we could win in McLean County, but what we talked about earlier is turning out more of those traditionally Democratic wards and precincts with a low voter turnout and getting those folks out to vote. And then there's also this persistent myth in McLean County that you have to be a Republican to get elected. And you look at how close this presidential vote was in the last election, that if the Democratic Party can do better turning out its own base, Democrats can win in McLean County. And that means many people who go, well, I have to take an R ballot even though I'm not really a Republican, I have to take an R to have a say in local conditions. Many of those folks would probably support a Democratic candidate, but that also means we need people to pull D ballots in the Democratic primary so they're eligible to run as candidates.
So Mike Madigan has fought a lot of efforts to get an impartial approach to redistricting with the independent map amendment. And supporters say a new approach to redistricting, which would involve citizens, would actually provide more choices, engage voters more, and probably result in ultimately more choice. That would seem that that'd be a good thing for democracy. So why doesn't Mike Madigan understand that and not fight a process that could be more democratic?
I can't speak for Speaker Madigan, but I think one thing to bear in mind is, particularly with Governor Rauner's turn back agenda, Mike Madigan's the individual that stopped that. And he stopped that because he's been able, up until this point, maintain a majority in the Illinois House. And that also means he's been part of drawing the map. And in a sense, there's a risk and a loss of power, potentially, because you could say, oh, it might be fair, more people might get involved. But it could also mean an erosion of Democratic Party power in the process. So I think it's kind of a difficult situation where, from a good government point of view, yes, let's have an outside group draw the map, but in the sense of having the bulwark to say, Governor Rauner, you can't just do what Scott Walker did to Wisconsin, because we've been able to maintain a Democratic Senate and a Democratic House. And part of that power has been being able to draw the map that then elects those candidates. So I don't think you can necessarily presuppose that there will be more people running if maps were drawn differently or drawn in a different process. And it may turn out to be a wash. It may turn out to be good, better for one party than another. But I think from the point of view of somebody in Springfield who wants to maintain their situation, particularly with a governor who's very antagonistic to traditional Democratic constituencies and issues, you're going to hang on to every opportunity you have to maintain that power base.
Do you have a personal opinion about the independent map amendment?
You know, I've watched it in other states. You know, Iowa does it, but Iowa is much more homogenous than Illinois. You know, Iowa and Vermont are the two most white states in the country. So how do you draw a map in Illinois that reflects not only geographic fairness, but also takes care of ethnic and racial groups and makes sure that those folks have a chance for representation? There's a little bit more of a complex politics in this state that I don't know if it always brings to easy answers.
Probably another debate for another day. We want to focus again on what you have going on tonight, which is going to be an important meeting as the Democrats look to reorganize.
It's an open meeting, 6:30 tonight at the Laborers Hall, 2012 Fox Creek Road in Bloomington. And really, what do we do to go forward? It's interesting, since the election, the number of people have come forward and said, I want to get involved, which is great. And how do you take that energy, and sometimes it's anger, and channel it to say, okay, how do we build a party? How do we find candidates? How do we teach those candidates and give them the skills to run an effective campaign? And that also means you need to raise money. And how do you involve the various constituencies? Because the Democratic Party has always been a very big tent. So it's really an effort to say, come help all of us together find a way to make a more effective and energetic Democratic Party.
You mentioned train them how to be candidates and so forth. Have you looked to leadership McLean County as a possible pool?
Can't say we've looked any one specific group in town for potential pool. I mean, you've also got Multicultural Leadership Program. There's a very diverse group of people, and I know there's a couple people that have come out of that program and said they want to get involved politically. And sometimes, too, it's, again, getting over the fear that, hey, you know, it's not the end of the world if you win or lose an election. But putting your name out there can sometimes be a pretty fascinating and interesting process. And you learn a lot about your community while you do that. And you may be surprised at the reception that you get.
Also want to mention, you do have another process, which is very important, that a lot of people might not be aware of. And that's coming up on Tuesday, December 6th.
Yeah, and that's the township caucuses. And that's where, for every township, and Bloomington does not have a township caucus because Bloomington City Council is also the Bloomington Township, but in Normal and in all the rural areas, there are township caucuses where people, basically the majority who comes in the room, have to be a voter in their respective party's primary, can nominate people for assessor, for supervisor, for clerk, for road commissioner, and most of them have four trustees. And many of them actually are paying positions, too. So again, trying to use that process to use that as an opportunity for some people to run for office and get a sense and feel of what's involved.
And if people want to learn more about those times and locations for Tuesday, December 6th, is that up on the Democratic Party website?
Yes, and where the location, because the time isn't consistent for each township, those are there.
Mike Matika, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, always a pleasure.